Today's daf is daf Samach Gimel. What we learned yesterday was that there's a difference between the utilization of the Sawyer, theoretical utilization of the Sawyer for one of the Musafim, which is not considered to be a Mechusar Maisa, even though it's not really Roy at this moment for the Musaf, because we haven't finished the Avodas Hayoyim. So for that, it would be Chayav on Shchut Echutz, because it's not considered to be missing anything. Whereas on the other hand, we could not say that it would be Chayav for Shchut Echutz because of its theoretical usage as the Sawyer, as the Sawyer Nasa Bifnim, where there's no Hagrala, because missing Hagrala is considered to be missing a Maisa. Missing a Maisa, I can't say who will, since if theoretically we would have used it inside, it would have been kosher, therefore I'm chayav if I use it outside. Because it's such a hoil where there's a Mechusar Maisa, it doesn't work. That's where we said Aliba de Reb Chisda, and Reb Chisda was the one who said that the only way to understand the case of the chiyav on Shchut Echutz of the Sawyer is because hoil, it's roy to be a Korban Musaf. You could have used it for the Korban Musaf. Fine. Today the Gemara points out that there seems to be a contradiction in Reb Chisda. Does indeed Reb Chisda hold of this svara of Ho'il, that since if I would have used this for another carbon in other circumstances, it would have been kosher bifnim, therefore it's considered to be now chayev bachutz and be mechayev mikareit? Did not Reb Chisda say in a similar case, Om Reb Chisda, Pesach, sheshachato bachutz b'shar yimot hashana lishmo, patur. So if you shech to the carbon Pesach during the year, not Erev Pesach, you shechted this korban Pesach b'chutz, and your kavana in shechting it was, you said, that you want to shecht it as a korban Pesach. So then you would be potter, because a korban Pesach is not kosher bifnim during such a period. But if you shechted it shelo lishmo, you shechted it for a korban shlamim, then you would be chayav. So in other words, you need to be dafka, go ahead and shecht it as a korban shlamim. So taima de shelo lishmo. It's only because you changed its yiud and turned it from a korban Pesach into a korban shlamim. But had you shechted it stam, we would have said that you would be potter, would be considered to be lishmo. I understand. Isn't that the same case over here? Vamai. If that's what Reb Chisda says, then why wouldn't he apply the same rule to the Korban Pesach that he did over here to the Sawyer? This Sawyer is meant to be, as far as when we bought it, was meant to be either the Sawyer Lazazel or the Sawyer Lashem. We're waiting for the Hagrala. Reb Chisda said that since I could change it and use it as a Korban Musaf, so therefore it's considered to be Roy right now as a Korban Musaf, even though I didn't do the Hagrala. No. It's the same thing with Korban Pesach. This thing is meant for Korban Pesach. So therefore, if I shechted it without saying what it's for Bachutz, I should say, okay, it's meant for Korban Pesach. But since theoretically I could have brought it as a Korban Shlomi Bifnim, so Ho'il, since it could have been used now as a Korban Shlomi Bifnim, so it should be Chayav Bachutz, just like the Sawyer. The Sawyer could have been used as a Korban Musaf Bifnim, if that's what I decided to do with it. So it's Chayav Bachutz, exactly the same case. Seems to be a contradiction of Chisda. Says the Gemara, Hochi Hash, what kind of ridiculous comparison? That you call a comparison? There's no comparison at all. Ha tam bayakira, ha lo bayakira. The Sa'ir, whether I use it as the Sa'ir Lashem, or whether I use it as a Musaf, both of them are exactly the same. In terms of its being a Sa'ir as a Chattas. No, what do I have to change? Well, because I bought it for some purpose, to buy it for some purpose doesn't mean anything. That's a Koveya, anything in it. So the fact is, the only thing that's Koveya is the general carbon that it is. Carbon Chattas, carbon Shlomim, carbon Ela. It's carbon Shlomim, it's a carbon Chattas. But a Pesach, until I so say, it remains a Pesach. And a Pesach is not rowing inside of the oil mine. Therefore, if I was Eike the Shem Pesach, I made it a Shlomim, fine, then you could say, oil would have been rowing between. I can't say. Since theoretically, if I wanted to, I could have been Eike the Shem. I wasn't Eike the Shem, because I was Makavit Lishmo, or it's Makavit Stoma. Therefore, in that case, it's not considered to be Roy Bifnim. It's interesting that the same contradiction that we had in Reb Chisda, we thought that it was Reb Chisda who had said that the reason that the Sawyer is Chayev Bachutz is because it's Roy theoretically for Musaf Bifnim. And then we asked the Kasha from Reb Chisda's own din by Korban Pesach that you were Sherket Stoma Bachutz. It actually turns out that according to Rabba Barshimi, both of those things were said by Rabba. So he didn't have Reb Chisda. He had these two Mamorim of Rabba. And he, in his own organization of his learning, came across the same contradiction. How could Rabba say that it's Roy to be a Korban Musaf Bifnim if it isn't now a Korban Musaf? And yet when it comes to Korban Pesach, he doesn't say Hoyil that it's Roy to be a Korban Shlomi Bifnim. And he too stumbled not only along that question on Rabba, Kashle to Rabba to Rabba, he also said the same tariffs on his own that we had said about Reb Chisda, with all of us Reb Chisda, Umishanik and Shahin, and he answered the same thing. So it's very logical that someone who is proceeding along these lines of these two shuas will come to this conclusion. A Kiyata Rav Dimi, Amr Rav Yirmi, Amr Rav Yochanan. Once already we're opening up the sugya of Shchut Echutz in terms of a hoel on a Korban Pesach, so you should know that Rav Dimi, when he came, said a mimer from Rav Yochanan when he arrived over here from Bolo. So he said that what Rav Yochanan had said was that a Pesach Sheshavto B'chutz V'Shar Yemot HaShana is not kosher at all, and therefore would be potter. Doesn't matter if it's a Shmo or Shalom Shmo, which of course is different from the mimer that we just had of Rav Pista or of Rabba. So according to him, what Rabbi Yochanan said was, Pesach Sheshachato B'chutz B'Shar Yemot HaShana Bein Lishmo Bein Shelo Lishmo Potter. Now Rav Dimi, who was saying this over, said, I said this over, this mimer of Rabbi Yirmiyah on Rabbi Yochanan, in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, and I added the following question, just to try to understand it. Bishlema Lishmo, okay, I understand why you would say that it's Potter if you shech the Korban Pesach B'chutz Lishmo, because the halacha is, I understand the Korban Pesach is not kosher, not an Erev Pesach. So therefore, I'm basically bringing a korban that would not be kosher in the Beit HaMikdash. So if I check that outside of the Beit HaMikdash, so fine, it's not a chiyuv karet because it's in a royal of Olamo. That makes sense to me. I don't understand the other part. Shelo lishmo, where he said beferish, I've shecked in the Korban Pesach as a shlami, and he does this b'chutz. Why that would he be potter? Amai, why is he potter? Achazi shelo lishmo b'fidin. If I brought a Korban Pesach in the Beit HaMikdash today, and I called it a shlami, it would be a perfectly kosher carbon. So why, if I bring that same carbon pesach b'chutz and I call it a shlami, why am I not chayit? V'yomar li'im, Rabbi Yirmiyah, explain to me. You understand what Rabbi Yochanan means? Rabbi Yochanan means is that akira's chutz lav shmei akira. You cannot be oikir the shame of a carbon pesach not as a real carbon. If you're in the Beit HaMikdash and you're bringing this carbon pesach lamais as a carbon shlami, so then that din of it, you're saying it's a carbon shlami, indeed twists it into a carbon shlami. That we know from the pasuk. But say, I'm standing here b'chutz, and I've decided to bring a carbon b'chutz, which is not such thing. So now I'm going to say, but I'm bringing this carbon b'chutz l'shem shlami. What's the difference? What you're saying? Because this is not a real carbon to change the name of the Pesach to a Shlomi, and since it's an irrelevant change of name, it basically remains a Korban Pesach. A Korban Pesach today is not kosher, so therefore not chayav v'ashar tefachut. That's Rabbi Yochanan's for. So that's one approach to what Rabbi Yochanan said. That was said when Rav Dimi came, and he reported what Rabbi Yochanan said. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yirmiyah. But when Ravin came, he reported it differently. He said that what Rabbi Yirmiyah said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan was the exact opposite. That Pesach sheshachato b'chutz b'shar yemot hashana bein lishmo bein shelo lishmo chayev. He said just the opposite. That even if it was shechted l'shem Pesach, it's still chayev. What? Afil lishmo, I understand. How could it be? How could you be chayev for shechting a korban Pesach b'chutz? A davka is a korban Pesach. When Lamaisa, there's no such thing as a Korban Pesach, not an Erev Pesach, and therefore it's not royal of Ole Olamoy. I mean, it's a fresh Mishnah, that's not. What's his man? Ain't the Gufo, ain't the Baalim. Mishnah's over there is talking about what things you're chayav on Shchut Echutz. So it says, you'd be putter on Shchut Echutz if the animal is Mechusser's man. Whether that Mechusser's man is in its own body, meaning that it's not 8 days old yet, right? Miyom HaShmini V'Hala Yerat says, it's only 6 days old. So now I'm shechting a carbon that's 6 days old. That's not a carbon that's kosher, you'd be putter on that. There's also such a thing in Mechusser's man Bebali, meaning the carbon is old enough, but it has not arrived at the point at which the owner of the carbon can bring this carbon. For instance, Eze Mechusser's man Bebali, let's say you have a Zava, Yoledes, a Bitzora, where they bring their chatas and their asham before the eighth day. So now they haven't gone through the whole process of Tahira, so they're not yet ready to bring this carbon. And they go ahead and they shech this carbon b'chutz. Why? Because it's b'chutz z'man b'bayla. There's no way for this carbon to be roly b'fnim. Olotehem v'shalmehem b'chutz chayavim. On the other hand, the carbon oil and the carbon shlami. I mean, that comes as an adava. An adava you can bring any time. You could bring that also. But chatas and an asham, which is a chiyav gomor, there's no way to bring it as an adava, obviously. So if they're bringing, what are you going to say? It's roy to be brought as an adava. That does not roy to be brought as an adava. Oshem is not right to be brought as an adav. There's no way to say that it could have been brought bifni. But over there, Amar Chukia Bar Tuvia, that okay, that's fine that you would be chayav lashon al lishmo. Avol shalol lishmo chayav. If you would bring it, these korbanos shalol lishmo, so then maybe you would be chayav when we said b'chutz zman b'bayelim mispater. That's dafka if you brought it for the purpose that it was, because it's not right lishmo. But let's say you brought it for some other purpose. And you took the asham and you said this asham should be a shlomi. So then you'd be chayav. Why? Because it's then already it's bifnim. It would be ayla, right? And it's just it would not be ayla l'shem b'alam l'shem. So that's royal lefifim. But no, my son, I mean, that piece is irrelevant to us. But l'shmo miyam potter. I mean, nobody's saying that you could bring a korban l'shmo for a asham mitzora, where the mitzora is not yet ready to bring this korban, and be chayav b'chutz. And yet you're claiming that you could bring a korban pesah l'shmo, and even though it's not erev pesah, and you'll be chayav. I understand. No, nobody holds it's a mishnah. Are you arguing on a mishnah? So according to your logic, we should say in the mishnah neima over u'yin shalom l'shmo b'fim. Since if I wanted to, I could have brought the asham mitzora as a korban hayla, and then it would have been roy for the mizbeah. So therefore, I should check the b'chutz. Did anybody say that in the mishnah? There's not one tana who holds that, despite the fact that if it would have been l'shmo, I mean, if it would have been b'dafka shalom l'shmo, it would have been kosher b'fim. You see that your logic is wrong. We don't say a din of hoyel when it's brought shalom l'shmo. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Again, there's no comparison. To change a carbon asham into a carbon oil, what's the matter with you? The only way you can do that is to do it very clearly. I want this asham to be an oil. So I have to be eiker the shame of asham from it and turn it into an oil. Masha'en kein the carbon pesach the Torah has defined as b'shar yamot hashana as a shlomim. It's a given, it's a shlomim. So Mamela, you could sit there and argue and say, I'm bringing it as a pesach. But l'maisa, this carbon bifnim would be a shlomim. And therefore, it's considered to be roy bifnim. Now, Ravashi, he said over that Rabbi Yochanan said chayev, the way that when Ravin came. And Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifte, he said over potter, the way that Rav Dimi had said it. As he said over the Maimer of Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yochanan. Like that. Yeah. Kosovar, Pesach, Beshar, Yemot Hashana, Boy Akira. So, well, what's the logic over here to say that you would be potter? And the machlokes is like this. He holds that it's potter, whether it's l'shma or shalom l'shma, is as we said before. In order to turn a korban pesach into a korban shalomim, you have to be oikah the shame korban pesach from it. And in order to be oikah the shame korban pesach from it, you have to be in the base of mikdash at the time of shkita. You can't be oikah the shame pesach from it by making a proclamation b'chutz when you're pretending to do a shkita, so to speak. And therefore, there is no way to turn this korban pesach into a kosher korban. And memela, the carbon that you're shechting is not shaykh to be shechted bifni. Akira, schutz lav shma akira. Now, in that particular nekuda, he is, of course, arguing with Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvia. Because Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvia said, when do we say that if you shechted the asham mitzera as a mechusser's man, you would be potter b'chutz? That's dafka if you didn't have in mind to shecht it as a carbon ayla. But according to what I just said, what do you mean? It doesn't help to have a mind shecht as a carbon oil, because you're not bifrin, you're b'chutz. And therefore, your thoughts are irrelevant. Enochinami. He argues on Rapilkia Bartovia. He doesn't agree with that analysis, that it's possible to be oikah the shame of a carbon and change it to something else when you're amid b'chutz. Okay? So those are three points over here that we need to take into consideration. Three possible variants that revolve around the machlokas in two issues. First of all, do you require an akira of a korban pesach to turn it into a shlomim? Meaning that you have to say, I hereby take this korban pesach and I change it now into a shlomim with this shechita. That's the first machlokes. Is that necessary? Or is it a given that a korban pesach automatically becomes a shlomim b'shar yamot hashana? That's one machlokes here. The other machlokes is, in the event that it is necessary to be oker the shame, whether we're talking about a korban pesach to turn it into a korban shlomim, or a korban asham to turn it into a korban oila, whatever the case may be, is it possible to do an akira when you're being shofet b'chutz or not? So that means that we have three possible variants. We could say that the korban pesach is never going to be chayiv b'chutz because A, it requires akira to make it a korban shlomim, and B, akira b'chutz is not possible. We could say that a korban pesach would be chayiv b'chutz, but only if you brought it as a shlomim, not if you brought it to Shema. That would hold that what? That a Korban Pesach requires Akira, and that Akira is possible to do b'chutz. But so long as you didn't do Akira, it would indeed be possible, and therefore you wouldn't be chayav b'chutz. Or we could hold a Korban Pesach is automatically a Korban Shlomi b'shar yamot hashana without Akira, in which case whether you brought the Korban Pesach l'shma or shalom l'shma would not matter, because it was always royal of Obifim, didn't require Akira, and therefore you would be chayav b'chutz. And those, in fact, are the three shitas that we just described here in the Gemara. Okay? We found that it's nogea, the Mishnah in Zvachim, as well. Nogea, the sugya of Akira, of a carbon asham, to make it into a carbon oiler, into a carbon shlami. Well, over there, everybody agrees it requires Akira, that goes without saying. So there we have a machlokes. Is it possible to do an akira even b'chutz, and therefore b'chayah for shmutich? What's such a thing? Or not? Good. Are you happy? Exciting?
Exciting.
Wonderful. One of the most exciting things we just talked about. Okay. Omamar, and getting back to our own sugya, what happens? This is, we've been talking about if you did the shvutechutz before the hagrala, but we continued on to say over there, mishigrila lehev. Once you did the hagrala, and now you define which one is the korban laHashem and which one is the azazel. So from that point on, you'd only be chayev for shechting b'chutz shoshem, upatur al shel azazel. You certainly would not be chayev for bringing a korban azazel b'chutz, because the korban azazel, once it's been so defined, is not kosher l'pesach olamoy. That's what she said. Now, l'maisa, we have an entire drosha in the sifra around this issue. Let's take a look at the posik and at the associated brayta. Tana Rabbana. Ish ish. Now, by the way, you may think that this is just a digression. May it, by these premises, hereby be known that the entire din of shvutei chutz is presented in the Torah where? In Achrimos, it's entirely a function of Yom HaKippurim. Why is that? Because it's Yom HaKippurim, as a matter of fact, it's the death of Nadav Avim, that defined the difference of Bifnim and Bachutz, correct? Everything that we do on Yom Kippur is to bring a clearer and clearer differentiation of those boundaries. What do you wear when you're Bifnim? What do you wear when you're Bachutz? You require a tefillah and a kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Even, as the Gemara said earlier, as a kavah chomer, even from a makom mekudesh to a makom mekudesh, kol shekein a makom chol to a makom mekudesh, in terms of the chutz la'azorah, into the azorah. So that's the whole meaning of Yom HaKippurim, is to recreate those boundaries that were violated at the time of the death of Nadav Avinu. And l'maisa, the Torah therefore goes on to continue with the posik that describes the din of shchutei chutz. So immediately after describing Yom HaKippurim and the Avodah of Achas B'Shana, the Torah says, Ish ish b'Beit Yisrael, asher yishchat shor o kesef o eiz b'machaneh, o asher yishchat mechutz l'machaneh, ve'el petach o el mo'ed. Now note these words, because we're going to be medayik every single one of these words. Ve'el petach o el mo'ed lo hevio la'akriv korban la'ashem lifnei mishkan Hashem. Continues the pasuk. Dam yechashev lo yishahu, dam shafach v'nichrat ha'yishu mikerav amo. Now let's be medayik. Some of the brayta is missing over here, which is why the next words, e korban, are a complete non sequitur. So let's supply the missing words. The brayta begins in the sifra, in the Teres Kayanim, with saying, you might think that this is also true in the inverse. You might think that if you bring chulin bifnim, that you would be chayev. And it brings a kal v'chomer to prove that you should be chayev by shechting chulin bifnim koreit, in the same way that you're chayev for shechting kotcher b'chutz koreit, because you have a reversal of the mechitzot. Answers the Gemara, Talmud lomar korban. Lakrif korban laHashem. What are we talking about? Therefore, only something which has a din of korban ala korban hu chayav, eino chayav ala chulin. So continues now the brayso with the words that our Gemara begins quoting. E korban. Ah, if that's the case, now what? You want to darshan the word korban? So let me darshan it the other direction. Shomea ani afilu kotshei berek abayit shenikru korban. Maybe what the pasuk is coming to tell me is not that chulin shenishkru b'azor is not a chiyuv, but rather that even kotshei berek abayit is a chiyuv. Why would I think such a thing? Because why mention korban? Aha! Mention korban because we find by Milchemes Midyan, when the soldiers came back with all of the booty that they dedicated to the Mishkan. So it says over there, Vanakrev et korban Hashem. What's the korban Hashem over there? Say klezahav et sadah et samid and so on and so forth. Obviously, those things are not literally korbanot, but they're korbanot to the Berek Abayit. You see, to the call the korban. So if that's the case, you might think that if you have kachay Berek Abayit and you go ahead, you made a korban la Hashem, meaning you dedicated an animal for the money of this animal to be used for the Berek Abayit, to be used to pull the wagons of the Berek Abayit. Then you go ahead and you shech that animal b'chutz. So maybe that's what it's coming to tell me. You shech an animal of kotshei Berek Abayit b'chutz, you're chayav. Therefore continues the pasuk, ve'el petach ohel moed lo hevio la'akriv korban la'ashem. And what are we talking about? Only ha'ro'ui le'petach ohel moed chayav alav b'chutz. That type of korban which would normally been roi to bring in the Beit HaMikdash, that's what you would be chayiv in Yichrat HaYishahu. But Koshe If this animal is not going to be able to be brought in the Ohel Moed, ein chayavin alav bachutz. Aha, so I might think, otzi elu, shein ruyin lepetach Ohel Moed. Okay, I understand. If I give an animal for pulling a wagon, that's not ruyin lepetach Ohel Moed. But lo otzi, now it should just say over here, you're a mishtaleach in the end of the sugya. So let's just leave out the word parat chatat, because that's not really a meaningful statement, since parat chatat is entirely a roche vedek abaye, and therefore it's not included in this. But lo otzi seira mishtaleach. How about the seira mishtaleach? Seira mishtaleach was certainly roi lavo petach Ohel Moed. I mean, wasn't that the whole idea? I took it in order to be magrel on it to determine which one goes Lashem. So seira mishtaleach is a perfectly kosher carbon that lamaisa, I'm not going to bring Lashem. I'm going to end up bringing it Lazazel. Continues the posik to say, lo hevio lakrif korban la Hashem. It's read Lashem. That only the type of korban that is miyuchad Lashem. So mishe miyuchadim Lashem yatsu elu she'ein miyuchadim Lashem. But these korbanas, the seira mishtaleach, is not miyuchad Lashem. On the contrary, you're throwing it out, sending it to the devil, so to speak. So in that case, I'm not going to be chayev if I shecht it b'chutz. Now this, based on this braita, we just said what we said in the earlier braita, that we see from here that once you've defined something as a seira mishtaleach, you're not chayev b'chutz. That we learn from an extra word in the pasuk in the dinim of shechut chutz v'arimot, Lashem. Fine. Now the Gemara is interested in understanding this. Wait a second. So you're telling me that because it says Lashem, you're now tightening the criterion. Right? I was just saying, Lashem is Lahotzi. Only if it meets also the criterion of being Lashem. So that Lashem means that you have more stringent criteria, right? And it's Motzi. That's very interesting, because I can bring you an example of where Lashem loosens the criteria. So make up your mind. So Lashem Lahotzi. Are you telling me that the word Lashem now tells me I should not include things? In this case, the Seira Mishtaleach. V'raminu, what are you going to do about the din of Mechusar Zman? Over there it's a shor of chesef o eiz ki yivaleid ve'aya shivat yamim tachat imo u'miyom ha'shmini v'hala yiratzev l'korban ishe la'ashem. There too it says ishe la'ashem. So what exactly is it referring to? Elu ishim. Okay. So ishe la'ashem means that a korban that is put on the ma'arocha to the ishim that is not roi yet for the ishim, you're going to be over this to Mechusar Zman. Don't put it on the ishim. But can I make it kodesh? I won't put it on the ishim. I'll make it kodesh. And then I'll wait till it grows up, 2 more days. Now it's 8 days old. Then I'll put it on the ishim. Is that okay? Minayin shelo yakdishenu Mechusar Zman. How do I know that I'm not even allowed to go ahead and say this is kodesh when it's not yet ready to bring as the korban? Talmud lomar korban lahashem. Making this a korban lahashem. And at that moment, the moment of hegdesh. So that is, you can't even make it a korban lahashem. And that means that it's including even the mice of hegdesh of a Mechusar Zman. So that means that it's l'rabot, even. That's a korban. I'm sorry. Talmud lomar korban, even b'shas korban. Lahashem, the extra word lahashem, which korban anyway includes, is l'rabot, even something which is not going to end up anyway on the mizbeach, like the seira mishtaleach. So you'll say, no, seira mishtaleach already, maybe there's no akpod, huh? Talmud lomar lahashem. So this is a little bit weird. Does lahashem exclude the seira mishtaleach as you claimed it did from shechut echutz? That since it's not miyuchad lahashem, it cannot be included in shechut echutz? Or does lahashem say anything, even if it's not le'ishim, even including the seira mishtaleach? We make up your mind. How can you use it in one case to exclude the seira mishtaleach from the dinim of shechut echutz, and in the other case use exactly the same word to include the seira mishtaleach in the dinim of Mechusar Zman? I'm really confused. Omar Rav, and you will recall, of course, that every time the Gemara has a question of this type, it's always Rava who points out that the first thing you need to do in determining the nature of a drasha is to define the context. This is always Rava's mind. Hacham in Yana Degra, and also in Yana Degra. In each case, we have to follow the local context before we decide. There's no rule about whether Lashem is Lotzi, whether Hashem is Lorabot. But let's take a look at the local context of where it appears, okay? Here's what I mean. Hasam, in the case of El Pesach Ohel Moed. Okay, so we said anything that's not Roy, Le Pesach Ohel Moed, is not going to be included. So over there, where it says Vel Petach Ohel Moed Lo Hevio, so that is Marve, everything, would be include anything at all, comes along now the Lashem Lotzi to tell me I don't really mean that to include everything, because, I mean, certainly the Seira Mishtaleach is Roy Lavo Elo Pesach Ohel Moed. No, that's true. But I want things to be included here only where they are Lashem. So over there, obviously Lashem is coming to make the criterion more stringent. Only that which is Lashem, even if it would otherwise be Roy L'Pesach Ohel Moed. So there it's Motzi, it excludes the Seira Mishtaleach. But over here, Ishe, the word Ishe in the sugya of Mechusar Zman, would have told me, Dafka is something that is going to be Ro'ui L'Ishim.
Okay? That already excluded the Sefer Mishtaleach. That has made the criteria over here very stringent. So now when you say Lashem, what are you going to exclude now? On the contrary, Lashem would be saying something Roy Lashem, even not for the Yishim, is also included in the Yisr of Mufas Zman. So over there, Lashem is a Rabot. Okay, fine, I accept that, but I want to understand how this works. You're telling me, time of the Rabbi Rachmana, it's only because the Torah now includes Sefer Mishtaleach within the context of the dinim of Mechusar Zman. But if not for that, I need a special pasuk, Lashem, right? If not for that, what would I have said? I would have said, a Sefer Mishtaleach indeed is Kadosh for Mechusar Zman. Hey, that's ridiculous. How can it be Kadosh for Mechusar Zman? I never make a Sefer Mishtaleach Kadosh. I make a Sefer Kadosh, which then could either be the Sefer Mishtaleach or the Sefer Lashem. If it isn't Roy, it's going to be the Sefer Lashem. I can't make it a Sefer Mishtaleach because I have to do the Hagralah, correct? So what are you telling? I don't understand what you're talking about, Bichlal. What are you telling me? You would say it's okay to make a Sefer Mishtaleach on Mechusar Zman. How can I make a Sefer Mishtaleach? I need to first bring something that's Roy Lashem. Then we'll decide if it's a Sefer Mishtaleach. So where does such a thing ever occur that I should need a pasuk to tell me that no, a Sefer Mishtaleach I might have thought is okay when there's no such way to be make a korban to say, behold, this shall be the Sefer Mishtaleach. It's an impossibility. So I understand even what the pasuk is referring to over here. But I mean, it holds Russia on a case that's an impossibility. It first has to be Roy Lashem in order for it to become a Sefer Mishtaleach. So what's the Havamina? That a Mechusar Zman is kosher. Omer of Yosef. I'll tell you. This whole drasha indeed was only said aliba the Chanan HaMitzri. Chanan HaMitzri's din is, Tanya, Chanan HaMitzri Omer, afilu dam bakos mevi chavero umizaveglo. Chanan HaMitzri, he doesn't hold, you need a Hagralah. If you already did the Hagralah, and now the Korban dies, let's say the Sefer Mishtaleach dies, and now even though the Sefer Lashem is already shechted, and you've got a cup full of its blood, you can go ahead and be mezaveg a new Korban for it, and he doesn't hold that we say that the blood is dachui, because during that period, until you selected a new Sefer Mishtaleach, this blood does not have a matching Sefer Mishtaleach. He doesn't hold that. He declared, is that things are not dachuiin. Blood doesn't become dachui. So go ahead, match up another animal, make it the replacement of the dead Sefer Mishtaleach, and continue to use the blood that was in the cup from the previous Sefer. That's his shita. So according to him, I might think, so when I match up this other carbon to be a Sefer Mishtaleach, I could match it up, even if it's a Bechus Zman and it's only 7 days old. Comes along the pasuk to say, no. Lashem, anything that is remotely shayach as a carbon Lashem, is included in the Yitzhar Bechus Zman. Okay, so according to him, it works out. What do I think? Says the Gemara, boy, I don't know where you got that in Chanan. You're reading so much into Chanan HaMitzri. All Chanan HaMitzri said is that you don't have to bring a new Sefer Lashem. He never said that you don't need a Goral to define the new Sefer HaMishtaleach. Maybe what you need to do is to bring two Seirim, do a Goral, make one the Sefer HaMishtaleach, and all he's adding is that you can team up the new Sefer HaMishtaleach with the old blood, and you don't shech the new Sefer Lashem. That's all he's saying. Where do you see that he holds you could just arbitrarily create a Sefer HaMishtaleach? Sorry, he never said that. He wasn't talking about that, did he? Never mentioned how you make a Sefer HaMishtaleach. All he said was you can use the Sefer HaMishtaleach. That's all that he has. The same thing that we said before. That whatever you hold over there, you know, that's the question of what the din is of the machlokes Rav Yehuda and Chachamim. Whether we say a korban tzibur is chatas is considered to be beis or not, or can we use it for nedava? Fine. But certainly, I challenge you to show me that Chanan HaMitzri ever said you could pick a Sefer HaMishtaleach not out of a hat. Somebody was going to say that. Says the Gemara, okay, you got a good point there. Let's just see that inside. Says the Gemara, even the Shabbat of Chanan, excuse me, but the most that you just saw in Chanan HaMitzri's opinion is the letle dechuyin. All you saw was that he holds that the blood is not considered to be nifsal because of the death of the Sefer Mishtaleach it's made. And therefore, continue to use the blood. The letle hagrala? But where did he ever say that? That you don't need to use hagrala to choose the Sefer Mishtaleach? Mishamat, like, did you ever see him saying anything of the sort? Dilma maite, maybe indeed you have to bring two animals and you have to do a hagrala and then you use the Sefer Mishtaleach. So I still don't understand, where is there a case where I could simply determine arbitrarily this animal is a Sefer Mishtaleach, that I should need a limud, that when I do that, it has to be 8 days old. When do I ever do that? Elam Rav Yosef agreed he made a mistake. I'm sorry, I didn't mean Chanan HaMitzri. But you know who the author of the Braita is? Rabbi Shimon. Tetanya metechad mihen mevi chavero shelo ba'agrala divei Rabbi Shimon. That if, after the death of one or the other of the pair, one of them dies, I didn't do the shechita yet, so I have to replace the one that's missing. Rabbi Shimon's opinion is, don't start all over again. Just take the one that's missing and team it up. So now you've got a new Sar Mishpat. Oh, so now I'm going to take a Sawyer and make it a new Sar Mishpat. So now can I do that even though it's not 8 days old? Because after all, I'm not bringing it on as a carbon, so maybe I should be able to do that. Comes along the Potik Lashem, Lerabot, that even a Sar Mishpat, in this rare case where I'm not doing a Hagralah, and therefore I would think I don't have to worry about its being Royal Hashem, comes along the Pasuk to say, indeed you do have to worry about its being Royal Hashem. And La Hashem, even though it's not the Yishim, includes therefore the Sar Mishtaleach, and you cannot make a Sar Mishtaleach Mechusisna. That's the case, says Rav Yosef. Ravina says. Ravina says, I got you guys, because there's such a simple solution to this. It has nothing to do with the Machlokas of Bechanan HaMitzri, of Rav Yosef. It's very simple. Here's the case. Where kegon shehumam, you had a sawyer on mishtaleach, and it got a mum. So now you have to be mechala the kedusha of the sar mishtaleach on another animal. Fine, I don't need a new hagrah in that case because I'm taking the kedusha that was already predefined as a sar mishtaleach, and I'm moving it over onto a different animal. Thank you very much. So you might think that different animal could even be a mechus zman, according to everybody. Tamashu on the pasuk doesn't. It does require a miyomash miyivahala. So that works out according to everybody now. And the Braita is like the Kuliyama. So Ravino Amar, Kigon Shu, Umam, Vichilolo Alakar. Wait a second! A Sar Mishtaleach can get a moon. Well, who says a moon passes a Sar Mishtaleach? I'm not going to throw it over the edge of a mountain anyway. I mean, it's going to be awfully mooned up in a moment. So, I got to say, but this, we throw it into little pieces. I mean, it's not brought in the Mizbeah. How do you know there's a din of a Baal Mum? I understand before the Hagrah, obviously, has to be Roy Lashem. But once it's a Kasar Mishtaleach, so now gets a Mum. How do you know it's possible? That's the Gemara. Uminah, Tamer, the Pasuk Bein Mum. He's definitely, I mean, Ravina was definitely thinking out of the box, right? So how do you know, indeed, that there is a Psul of a Mum? Titanya, because now when it comes to the Sugi of Mum, so fascinating how we've done this, because all sort of around about through the back door, we've managed to describe all of the din of the Sar Mishtaleach together with the Karis and the Psukim, only as answers to the question, what it means, the price, and so on and so forth. But meanwhile, the same sugya that we had, so we had one sugya over here about Mechusar Zman, one sugya over here about Shvutechut, now a sugya over here about Bali Mumin, in terms of the Sarah Mishtaleach. We have the same sugya that we had for the din of Mechusar Zman, we have a Gabi Mum, the Tanya. Here the Torah says, Averet o Shavura, Charutza, Yobelet, etc. Lo takrivu ela la Hashem, the Isher lotit numiyam ala mizbeach l'Hashem. So there's two separate Isherim over here. Don't bring them l'Hashem. Don't make them as a korban that you put on the mizbeach l'Hashem. So now again, the Teraskayanim darshens what that means. Isher lotit numiyam elu hachalavim. This refers to the parts that are going on the mizbeach. Ainli ela kulan. So you might think that this is a din only because it says lotit nu. Don't put the whole thing on the Mizbeah. But how about Miktzatan Minai? How do we know that there is also a din of, let's say, a single Kezayit to put on? Maybe it's only if I bring the Korban as a Balmud. No. Talmud Lomar Mehem. Okay. Now continues on the Pasuk and says Al HaMizbeah Lashem. So what's Al HaMizbeah mean? I mean, the Ishim is on the Mizbeah. No. Because the dam goes on the Mizbeach, it's not on the Yishim. So when it says on the Mizbeach, it means Zerikat Damim. So even if someone is Zerik the dam of a Balmun, that's also an Isser Lav. And why does it add Lashem? Oh, Lashem is to be marveh that even the Zer HaMishtaleach is included in the Parshas of Bumim. So now that means I have two separate Sukkim, Lashem, to include the Zer HaMishtaleach, one Pasuk to exclude Benogea Shchutechut, the Zer HaMishtaleach. Why do I need two psukim? One for Baal Mum and one for Mechus Zman. Doesn't one follow from the other? Says the Gemara, no, doesn't follow. Itzrich l'miktav Baal Mum, v'itzrich l'miktav Mechus Zman. Because let's say the Torah only said, Yikas Rachmanu, Mechus Zman. So I'd say, okay, a Mechus Zman, Mishud Lobati Zimne, it's not yet included in the set of animals that are open to taking korbanos from. Mechus Zman, there's no korban to be taken from. But a Baal Mum is an animal like any other, fits all the requirements. Something happened to its body. Does what happens to its body affect a Sar Mishtaleach or not? I don't know. Maybe not. Because I already took the Sar Mishtaleach from the pool of kosher animals that's not Mechus Zman. Therefore, I need to know that. No. Indeed, even this effect on the body is indeed a psul for Sar Mishtaleach. On the other hand, let's say the Torah would have said, don't bring a Baal Mum as a Sar Mishtaleach. I'd say, well, I understand that. A Baal Mum is disgusting. It's moyes. I mean, it's cheapening the whole idea of the carbon. So it's not correct to use it, even though it is a Surya Lazazel. But a Mechusar Zman, Mechusar Zman is a particular halakha that the Torah decided, Exeris HaKosov, it has to be this age to bring it as a carbon. Okay, then, it bring it as a carbon. I'm not going to bring it as a carbon. So why would I think it would be possible for the Sar Mishtalaya? It's not Moy, there's nothing wrong with it. Emalo, so maybe in that case, I should not include the Sar Mishtalaya in the Yisr. Therefore, Tzrichani, therefore the Pasuk could tell me, no, it even applies to the case of the Sar Mishtalaya.
But is Sar Mishtalaya applicable before it's been chosen? Once it's been chosen, that would seem to be...
It's only shy after it's chosen. They're both the same. They're only talking about after they've been chosen. Before they were chosen, there's no way to happen.
But you couldn't have chosen them as much.
Exactly. So or a Balmon. They're exactly the same. You have to first have a Sar Mishtalaya after you did the Agrala in order to have this issue. Otherwise, you can't create it because it's not Roy Lashem. So whether you're talking about Mechusar Zman or a Balmon, it's exactly the same. So now we have a Sar Mishtalaya that we're trying to make as a Sar Mishtalaya in a case where something happened to it, or in the case of a Shimon. Better review it. Yeah, it looks like there's a few steps beyond you. Rav Amar. Rav says, I'll tell you what the case would be, where you need to know that it's a Mechusar Zman. Okay? The case, because I mean, you have this problem, you only came up with a case where something had happened to the Sar Mishtalaya, like you got a moon, or it was going Aliba the Shita that says you could be arbitrarily make a new Sar Mishtalaya in a case where something happened to. No. I'm telling you the case is like this. Somebody is supplying the Karbanos to the Tzibur. Okay? And now, what he's got is he's got an animal which is ill, and he wants now to sheft. Of course, if you sheft something, sheft, let's say a mother of this carbon, a child of this carbon, then you can't sheft the other carbon during the same day. Right? You can't make it biyom echad. So what happens is the guy who sold the carbon ends up now v'shachat imo. He's got someone ill. So he needs desperately meat on Yom Kippur. He shechts the mother on Yom Kippur to give meat to his sick child. But meanwhile, he creates a situation in which the animal that he had supplied you, which happened to have turned out to be the Sar Mishtalaya, is now Mechusar Zman. Brilliant. So now the thing is, do I worry about that? I already went through the Hagralah process. There's no change in the animal whatsoever. It's exactly the way it was 2 minutes ago. And yet, magically, halachically, it has now become usher to shech this animal today because of Otovet B'do Lotish Chatu B'yom Echad. Brilliant case. So I made it a Mechusar Zman after it was a Sar Mishtalaya. You said, it's Mechusar Zman. The Bobay, it's Mechusar Zman. Today, I can't check it. Yeah, that's a regular Mechusar Zman. Mechusar Zman is an abstraction. It means like, no, Mechusar Zman simply means for some reason or other today it's no good. Tomorrow it'll be okay. Yeah. See, this is total thinking out of the box. Because we're trying to figure out, so what happened to the Sar Mishtalaya? How are we replacing it? And why would we be replacing it? So he ain't replacing it. It's the same old Sar Mishtalaya that was there from the beginning and going to the Hagrala. You should have thought about it from completely the other point of view. How did a Sar Mishtalaya become a Mechusar Zman ex post facto? Isn't that great? It's beautiful. Okay, so this guy has a sick child in his house. Hayalo chole b'to pito. V'shachat imo b'yom ha-kippurim. He goes and checks the mother of the Sar Mishtalaya on Yom Kippur.
How did you know the daughter of
What do you mean? How did he know? It was exactly the same aliens that told him. They have perfectly good communications, those aliens. But the guys have been after him for months. They've got a tracking thing on this guy. Yeah. He does now. They warned him. All right, says the Gemara. Wait a minute. I don't intend to shout. To Shech, the Sar Mishtalaya, I'm going to throw it off a cliff. So where did the Torah say, O Tovet Beno, Lo Tizrik Wulazazel B'Yomecha? What's the problem? So ask the Gemara, B'chi Hai Gavna, Mi Asir? That's considered to be Asir because of Osef Es Beno. Lo Tishchato Amrachman Amin. The Torah said, don't Shech them. V'haylav Shchito? What kind of act of Shchito is this? Amri B'Marava, they said a brilliant thing in Eretz Yisrael. D'chiyato L'tzuk, Zohi Shchitato. In the same way, you do a Malika, which is normally a Nevela, on a bird in the Beit HaMikdash. But that's its Shchita.
whatever the Aveda that the Torah gives for taking the life of an animal, that is the act of Shechita. The act of Shechita is not a particular way of moving a knife. The act of Shechita is halachically taking a life. And therefore, and that's what the word means. So when you say Lo Sishchatu, it includes any element which is the correct way to be metapa with the Aveda on this animal. So it's an incredible insight into the nature of the way a word is used in the Torah.
Doesn't
she
generally
infer that it makes Roy Lanfa up to bad or to a person? That's a question. That's a good question. I'll leave it at a Yehuda Shechita. There's a Machlokas whether Yeshchita Shein or Ruya is considered to be Shechita, but that's the Gemara goes into this in all of these cases.
The fact that it has a movement isn't relevant anyway.
What? Talking about here we're talking about Machlokas Man, not Moon.
No, I understand. But yeah. in the case where.
So now it's possible because I can't do the Tekiel itself? He's kosher at that time. He hadn't shechted the mother. He shechted the mother afterwards. That's why we had to say he shechted the mother because somebody was sick. Because it happened on Yom Kippur. So it had to happen after the Hagralah. Okay, so it's a brilliant, brilliant analysis by Rav Action. You remember, it's beautiful. What context? Umi'is le'ruv chista ha'il v'yamruv chista. Pesach shachar tov b'chutz b'shari mot hashana l'shmo patur shel l'shmo chayav. Time in l'shmo, but us time l'shmo would be, and it would be potter. Amai, le'ma ho'il v'ra'ui shel l'shmo b'fnim. Ah, come on, man, achi ashta. Hatam b'yakira, I love b'yakira. Rabba Bar Shimon, they're both a chattas. I don't care whether you're talking about a chattas for the chattas l'Hashem of the Soyer, the chattas for the Musafim, or the chattas chutz, but it's still a chattas. Rabba Bar Shimon, Masin Labid Rabba, same words that Reb Chista said, and therefore he had a kashle de Rabba de Rabba, the same exact kasha, Umishani Kedishanin, and he said the same exact terms. Kiyata Rav Dimi Yom Rav Yom Yom Rav Yochan, and Pesach, Shishakta B'chutz B'shayimot HaShana, Bein L'shmo, Bein Shalom L'shmo is Potter. Amrav Dimi, gee, Amrita Shvetik, Amrav Dimi, and I asked him to explain it. I mean, Bishleim Elishmo, okay, Alo Chozile, but Shalom Elishmo, it's perfectly Chozi, Shalom Elishmo Bifnim. Ve'omarli, no, it's not, because Akirat Chutzlav Shema Akira, and it remains a Korban Pesach. Kiyata Rav and Amrav Yomei, the exact opposite, Amrav Yochanan, Pesach Sheshachto, B'chutz B'shayim Atashana, Ben Lishmo, Ben Shalom Elishmo, was Chayim. What? Zafil Lishmo? Vatzan b'chusas man bein begufo bein bebalim veizel b'chusas man bebalim. Say azav azav yoledes b'tzora shikrivu chatatam v'shamam early b'chutz. In all of these cases, p'turim olotehem u'shle mehem b'chutz chayavim v'yom rebchel pivar tuvia that lo shana l'shmo but shalo l'shmo you would be chayav because the yosham now becomes kosher as an oila. But anyway, l'shmo mi a potter amai. Name a hover in Shalishma Bifnim, just like you're saying over here about the Korban Pesach. Achi Ashta. Hatam, you want to turn an Asham into an Ayla or a Shlomim. Boy Akira. But a Pesach, B'Shayimot HaShana, is automatically defined by the Torah as a Shlomim. Now, Rav Ashi, Matni Hachi Kedamina. Rav Yirmiyah Midifte, he said Potter, the same way that Rav Dimi had said. And that's because Chesover Pesach B'Shayim Mot HaShana Boi Akira and Akira Tchutz Lav Shema Akira, as we explained it. Obviously, that's pulling on Reb Chilkiah Bar Tuvia, who said you could change an Asham Mitzorah into an Ola Roshlami. And then Omar Mar Mishigro Aleihem Chayav Ad Shelo Chayav Al Shashem Upotur Al Shel Azazel Ton Rabbonon Ish ish mi beit Yisrael she yishchat sharo kesef lo yis b'machane wa she yishchat b'chutz l'machane. Vel petach omer de lo heviyo l'agriv korban l'Hashem. Continues the brayta from the midpoint of a korban as opposed to karche kechulin bazar. Not korban. I korban shemeni afilu karche berek abayit shnikru korban. She inyan shenemar v'nakrevet korban Hashem. Tamar lomar, no, I mean the korban al petach omer moed lo heviyo. Only a royal petachol moed chayav la bachutz koshin a royal petachol moed ain chayav la bachutz. So then otzi evil shein royal petachol moed, but lo otzi sa'ir mishtaleya shu royal la petachol moed. Tamar domer la Hashem nishem yuchadim la Hashem yotzi sa'ir mishtaleya shein yuchad la Hashem. Now you're telling me la Hashem is lo otzi. Raminu yiratzel korbanishel la Hashem. So the ishim is ishe. Minayin shelo yakdishenu mechutz zman tamalor korban. Lashem is the rabbah sar mishtalaya. Is it a rabbah or is it a tzi? Omar Rava hata minyana dekra v'acha minyana dekra. Hatam de al petach ol moed is the rabbah, so then Lashem is lo tzi. Haka the ishe would be motzi the sar mishtalaya, so then Lashem is marbe. But anyway, you're telling me it's only time in a Rabbi Rachmana. But if not for that, Hava Mina, the Tzar Mishtalayach is Kaddish Baruch Hu says, man, how did it become a Tzar Mishtalayach then? Vayna Goro Koveya, Vela Baro Uila Shein. Om Rav Yosef, well, it's true, it only works out according to Hanana Mitzri. Tanya Hanana Mitzri Omer, Afilu Dam Bakos Bevichet Kaviro Mezabedlo. So you might think it could be mizavik and mechusar's man. No. Im the shemet of the Hanan Mitzri, the let like dichui. When did he ever say you don't need agrala? Dima mati umagriel. Elam Rabbi Yosef Amani Rabbi Shimoni. Rabbi Shimon definitely says in the Brayta, meitechad miyam meivi chabura shalom bagrala. Divi Rabbi Shimon. Ravina Amar kagon shumam v'chilu l'alacher. So you use the same kedusha. What do you mean umam? Who cares if there's a mumma that's a mishtalayah? Me not tamer the possible mumma. Tanya, me she lo titnu mehem elu akalavim. Ein le yela kulan, even mitzatan minai, tamer mehem. Then it says on Mizbeah. That refers even to the zrikas dam of a baal mum. La Hashem includes the tzar mishtalayah as a baal mum in the Yisurim. V'yitzik umichta baal mum, v'yitzik umichta b'chutz zman. Because Rakan and Mukhus's man, Mishum de lo Mati Zimne, Ab Obamum de Mati Zimne, and I chose it from the pool of regular Karbanot Emalo. Vika to Rakan Obamum, I said, okay, Obamum is disgusting. But in Mukhus's man de lo Moyes, who said that it applies to Sermish Tamer? They're not. Tzricha, they're many both. Rava says, I have the most elegant solution. Kagon Shayalo to the Mocher, Achole Betog Beto, Vishachati Mo, Beyoma Kippurim. So that's also for us of us, but no, I got the miyaser. Lo tishkatu? Where's the lo tishkatu? Halav shchitei. Ami b'mar rava. Dechiyato letzuk. Zor yishchitato. Okay. So.